Welcome to the practice of the 12 blessings, one of the greatest spiritual practices on earth. First of all, sit with the back straight, the palms face downwards on the knees. Make the breath long, deep, and even, with the mouth closed and the eyes closed. After a few moments, think down to the Mother Earth, a living goddess beneath our feet, and request from her in humility her violet flame to flow up through and around the body and aura, up high above the top of the head. Bathe in this velvet violet fire. This will help to purify you and to raise your consciousness in preparation for the 12 blessings. Really see yourself filled and surrounded by this great spiritual psychic fire. And now think upwards above the top of the head and visualize a scintillating white light to flow down into the brain, charging every cell of the brain, flowing down through the neck, through the shoulders, and out into the heart chakra, which is a few inches in front of the breastbone, outside of the physical body. Visualize this chakra filled with the whitest light you can possibly imagine, in preparation to send this spiritual energy out into our suffering world. Also visualize the white light coming down through the head, the neck, the shoulders, the arms, out into the palms. Each palm itself being a chakra. Now raise the hands so that they are roughly parallel with the shoulders, facing forwards in front of you, fingers together. You can see a photograph of someone in this position on the website. I will now recite each of the headings and prayers, where there is a prayer, of the 12 blessings. While I do so, visualize the white light flowing from the heart chakra and the chakras in the palms of the hands, out to the focus of each blessing, for example, they who work for peace or the Mother Earth. And then during the prayer, follow the meaning of the words and direct the white light accordingly. If you're joining in out loud, try to put as much passion into each word as you possibly can. You don't have to be loud, but you do have to try to really mean each word and to make your sincerity shine through as the great spiritual power that it is. In order for any prayer to work, you have to really mean it. And the more you mean it, the more it will work. The 12 blessings. Blessed are they who work for peace. O mighty Father of all creation, let your light flow through this world now. Let it shine into the hearts and minds of men now, so that all may look within and see the glory of thine everlasting being. O Spirit of spirits, let your love flow through the hearts and minds of man now, so that he may look within and see the great and wondrous glory of his divine heritage. Blessed are the wise ones, for they walk through a dark and ignorant world, spreading their light. Blessed are they who love, for they are the disciples of God. O mighty God, who is the creator of all things, we pray that your light may shine through us all, so that we may transmit this unto the world. Blessed are the planetary ones who have at this time sacrificed peace, sacrificed friendship, sacrificed their very salvation for you. O divine and everlasting Spirit, we pray that your mighty power may fall upon the world now. We pray that this might enter into all men, so that they may have some small glimpse of themselves, and that this glimpse, even though but dimly seen, might be forever a monument at the crossroads of their inspiration. Blessed are the thanksgivers, for they turn great tides of energy and direct these towards their objectives. O divine Spirit of everlasting life, let the mighty power of thy love flow forth into all the peoples of the world, so that they may be risen up to realize their divinity, so that they may live and act in this light, to let this light flow forth forever through them. O mighty God, there will be no barriers now. Blessed are they who heal in these days of great pain and suffering. O divine Lord of all wondrous creation, we raise our voices and minds to you now in prayer, knowing even as we do that this is answered at this moment. O wondrous God, we ask that the hearts and minds of man might be opened to thy presence, to thy mighty light, so that they may forever glorify thee, so that they may realize that within them beats a spark directly connected to thy wondrous heart. We raise our minds in thankfulness for the fulfillment of our prayer, for this shall come to pass upon this earth. Blessed is the Mother Earth. O mighty Creator, let the wondrous beams of your majestic power flow through all the children upon the earth this very moment, so that they may reach upwards and realize the divinity of their heritage. Blessed is the mighty Sun. Blessed are the supreme lords of karma. Blessed is the great being known as the galaxy. O divine one, who allows us within thy body, take from our hearts our love into thine own self this very moment. We make this sacrifice, for we dimly realize thy greatness. O mighty Jehovah, Lord of creation, compassionate master of all life, controller of manifestation to thee, we offer our prayer of everlasting thankfulness for the sacrifice continually made by thy wondrous angel. Preserve this one for its allotted time. Then, O Jehovah, Lord of lords, transmute it into the centre of centres within thy mind. Blessed are the supreme lords of creation. O mighty, wondrous Jehovah, let the light from your heart, let the love from your heart, let the power from your heart fall upon the heads of all these earth children, so that they may be made strong and wise and capable of unselfish love, so that they may be able always to render service to their brothers. Blessed is the Absolute. O mighty Jehovah, let the wondrous power from your everlasting heart fall upon the heads of all those upon the earth now. Let the wondrous love from your mighty heart fall upon the hearts of all those upon the earth now, so that they may all realize their divine heritage and oneness with thee. When you have finished the practice of the 12 blessings, brush the right palm over the left, away from yourself, just once. This serves to seal the energy flow and also helps you to detach from the practice you have just performed. We wish you every blessing in your chosen path to God, and we pray that you may be guided such that you may find the best possible way to be of service to others at this time. Please get in touch with us if you have any questions. May God bless each and every one of you.